thank you so much, William. And I know you're going to let me play just a little bit of catch up here, because anybody out there who has OCD looked at the program and went, wait, what happened to the mission moment? Well, we have a very busy lady in this church. She's going to 3 services today and 6 services today. This is Ann Huffman. And the reason I went on and on about the music in memory was because I didn't see her and I was afraid she wouldn't make it. But she's here and she has a great message.
My apologies for being late. I left the 3rd service I've done today the instant I got out of that pulpit and was late. So what that taught me was I need to work with the ministers on my schedule for the next time. As you already know, this mission of congregational care delivers music systems to anyone who needs one for dementia and other illnesses such as ALS, brain trauma, and MS. The music that is loaded onto the iPod is requested by the patient or caregivers and is specific to that patient's memories and desires. In the last 2 years, my journey with music and memory has taken me many places. Gil Arnold, my tech magician, and I have made presentations at Glen Air, Searstone, Cary Health and Rehab, and a Raleigh Rotary meeting. We are scheduled to present at Chatham Commons on January 25th. When we deliver a music system to a patient, the reaction is often profound and immediate. I've seen them smile, relax, try to sing words. Another reaction that I know of is when a loved one writes to me about how music and memory enabled their loved one's transition from life to death. I get many notes from loved ones, each as individual as the patient's. In addition to serving our church, we are now at Glen Air, Searstone, Cary Health and Rehab, Chatham Commons, and Brookdale at MacArthur Park. We have 3 wonderful volunteers to visit and deliver our systems. We have to purchase our iPods, equipment, and all music from iTunes Plus. The approximate cost of each system is $100. That's because we have to buy the music from iTunes. We follow strict guidelines that have been set up between Apple and Music and Memory. In the last 3 days, I have received 8 new orders. If you want to know what you can do to support this important mission, please either donate to the Church Fund for Music and Memory or purchase an iTunes gift card at grocery stores, drug stores, Target, Walmart. You can also purchase these online and just drop them off at the church office and put them in that box. He's Vanna White. Any amount is appreciated. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ann. Thank you so much. William, back to you, sir. Appropriate. Yes, yes.
Well, just in time, you know. And I want to say a good word about music and memory. It is amazing, the power of music to evoke memories in persons who are losing their memories. But music affects us in a place in our brain that's very, 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 I call sacred, because that's that place in our brain where things are etched in for the long term. And I, too, have witnessed how music has evoked memories in those who are going through times of memory loss and dementia, and music has the power to reawaken them to earlier times in their life. Persons gain a sense of identity. I don't know how many times I have used music in an Alzheimer's unit. Sometimes I'll bring my guitar in and I'll play just about anything and people will respond to it. That's why I keep going back. They're my best audience. I remember one day, though, that I played, and after I got through, I was putting my guitar in the case, and a lady stood up in the back and said, "Is anybody going to play the guitar today?" And the nurse said, somebody just did. But there's no more sacred place for me to be than in the presence of our older people who experience memory loss and dementia. Because these people are not symptoms, they are stories. I read a powerful article recently about Bishop Carter. He's a retired Methodist bishop now. He's living in a retirement center community. His wife is now in a dementia unit. And as they were enrolling her in the program, he took the time to write a letter to everybody who would be caring for her in that unit, sharing with them who his wife is. She is a person. She is a person with a history. She is a person with many, 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 many connections to people who love her. And because he wrote that letter, people treat her differently. They realize she's a person of significant worth and value. And when we forget who we are, we have a community called the church to remind us that we are not forgotten, that God knows each and every one of us, and his eye is on the sparrow, and his eye is also on each of us, no matter what our condition in life is. But I can't say enough good words about music in memory. It really helps people. So, we're going to pray now, but before we pray, I want to just uplift a couple of needs that we have. Let us particularly pray for Discovery Weekend coming up this weekend. You heard Conley share all the exciting things that are going on with Kairos coming up. And we have Bridge the Gap Ministry in Southeast Raleigh, so many other things going on. But I want us particularly to remember the needs that we have in our families, among our friends. This morning, I'd particularly like for us to pray for Lisa Capoli, who recently lost her father, Frank Wilder, and she's up in Boston now. Her husband, Lou, and son, Kai, are here today. And there will be a time in our prayer where we'll have a moment of silence, and you can lift up whatever special concerns you have in silence. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious God, we give you thanks for the gift of this Sabbath day. Help us to lay to rest our frenzied efforts to establish our own self-worth. Help us to know instead the joy of being made secure in your love and never having to prove ourselves worthy of your care. Help us to be honest with you so that we may not have to hide behind our words, but rather speak freely of what is on our hearts. If we have sinned and let you down by our actions this past week, help us to confess it now. If we have been hard on others who have let us down, help us to make the same allowances for them as we would wish them they would make for us. Help us to see our circumstances through your eyes rather than seeing you through the eyes of our circumstances. Let us thank you for the happy times, so that they may become for us sacred memories of your goodness. Let us thank you also for the sad times, so that they may give us an intimacy with you that we would know no other way. Grant us this day the resolve to live for you no matter what. Grant us the resolve to dream bigger dreams and to take greater risks for the sake of serving you. Grant us the resolve to stand firm for what is right and good and just in your sight. And grant us the resolve to stand firm against anything that would demean another human being, hinder your purposes, or mar any part of your beautiful creation. And now, dear Heavenly Father, we would specially pray for those on our hearts and minds this morning, especially those who have recently lost a loved one. Let us pray in this moment of silence. O holy and sovereign God, only you can bring peace to our world so torn with strife, and only you can make right what is wrong in our lives. So help us now on this good Sabbath day to place our world, ourselves, and all those who are dear to us in your good care, for your safe keeping, with the hope that the day is coming when there will be a new heaven and a new earth, and all will be well, and all will be well, and all manner of things will be well. And now, with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.